Nigeria has rolled out a new voter identification system designed to prevent fraud in its March 28th national elections. But recent cases of people selling their voter's card has election officials and civil society groups worried. Chris Stein reports for VOA from Nigeria's capital, Abuja. Police in the northern Nigeria city of Kaduna last week arrested a woman for trying to sell contraband. But the illegal goods were not drugs or guns. They were permanent voters' cards, or PVCs, which are required for Nigerians to cast ballots in the upcoming elections for president and parliament. Journalist Femi Mustafa Aolola visited the suspected PVC seller and reports the woman said she tried to sell the cards to an activist for Nigeria's ruling party because she needed money.
Because according to the woman, a friend informed her that, yeah, you said you are in need of money, why don't you just sell your PVC?
He said the woman was told she could get $25 to $50 for the PVC. While the suspected PVC seller, who has not been identified, was motivated by money, the illegal trade of Nigerian voters' cards is driven by cold political calculations, civil society figures say. The executive director of the Policy and Legal Advocacy Center, Clement Nwankwo, says taking PVCs away from voters has been used in the past to perpetuate fraud or to strategically disenfranchise people.
Either of two things. One, to buy off PVCs in strongholds of their opponents in order to reduce the votes that would be coming from there, or that they have seen a gap in the process that they can exploit to use to build up votes for themselves.
Selling PVCs is illegal, and Nwankwo says he doesn't know how widespread the trade is, but has heard anecdotally that it's happening throughout the country. Nigeria's Independent National Electoral Commission is rolling out card readers that will scan biometric details off the voter's card as a way to stop people from impersonating voters. Commission Deputy Director of Public Affairs Nick DeZang said that should help curb the trade in PVCs.
Even if you bought them, the technology we are deploying is such that it does not allow any person to use the card of some other person.
But the card readers are far from a sure thing in the upcoming vote. A pressure group is suing the Electoral Commission to stop them from using the readers in the March 28th polls because they worry the machines could malfunction and disenfranchise people. Activists fear if the readers are not used, there could be an explosion in buying and selling of PVCs as politicians attempt to rig the vote. With the World Bank estimating that 46% of Nigerians live in poverty, many more could see selling their vote as a matter of economic necessity. Chris Stein for VOA News, Abuja.
Because according to the woman, a friend informed her that, yeah, you said you are in need of money, why don't you just sell your PVC?
It's either of two things. One, to buy off PVCs in strongholds of their opponents in order to reduce the votes that would be coming from there, or that they have seen a gap in the process that they can exploit to use to build up votes for themselves.
Even if you bought them, the technology we are deploying is such that it does not allow any person to use the card of some other person.